This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you travel for work or for pleasure, you will at one point or another find yourself in a hotel room. And you might, maybe just as you check in or if there's nothing you want to watch on cable, turn your attention to the art that's on the wall, those seemingly generic pictures or prints that somebody took the time to put there. And maybe you'd say to yourself, huh, I wonder why they picked those. Good thing, then, that we've got a series geared for just those musings. It's called I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer. By brain work and blade work.
Stan Alcorn is up this week with a question from listener and amateur photographer Aaron Batchelor, who got an email from his mom while she was on vacation in the Grand Canyon.
She sent me some photos that were hanging on the wall, and she said, boy, these look a lot like yours. And I thought, where do these hotels buy, you know, that kind of artwork?
Here's Stan.
It depends on the hotel owner.
My name is Hung Luck.
Luck is a developer with the Lam Group in New York.
We manage many different brands, from Marriott, Starwood, Hilton.
All these familiar chains are franchises, like McDonald's or Burger King. Lam and thousands of other owners pay to share the name, the reservation system, and yes, the look. Terry Brooks is the director of product quality for Hilton Garden Inn.
A lot of our guests stay with us consistently, no matter what city they're in. So we want them to see some consistency to the brand.
And what does that brand look like?
For Hilton Garden Inn, I would describe it as light, bright, airy, very professional but approachable.
Those airy qualities can translate into very concrete design guidelines. They can dictate color palette, furniture style, even specific artwork, according to hotel developer Hung Luck.
When I first got started, I remember the franchise community would say, pick A, B, or C art options.
There were a lot of posters of landscapes and flowers.
And if you travel around the country, you don't want to see the exact same flower.
But the reason the same flower poster was in a lot of rooms back then wasn't just the brands.
It used to be just poster art where everything was on paper and what you saw is what you got.
That's Puneet Bassan with the Artline Group in Hicksville, New York. His company helps hotels find art, but when he got started 20 years ago, they could only point them to catalogs full of mass-produced posters.
The designer would say, send me a catalog, and then we would literally mail them hundreds of catalogs, and they would choose the image based on that.
If they didn't like the options or wanted to tweak the size or the color, too bad.
But now, with the digital age, all the items are digitized, so you can make them whatever color you want, you can make them whatever size you want, you can print on anything you want.
These are like MDF boards, which is basically like a hard type of like wood.
That's Tony Bracco, one of Artline's graphic artists. He can actually print a drawing onto one of these boards, or all sorts of other materials.
These are aluminum.
But even more importantly, he can print anything from a digital library of hundreds of thousands of photos, drawings, and paintings. The licensing fees to do that can be as little as a couple bucks a copy if it's a big order. And Bracco says this digital approach also means Artline can accommodate more custom requests. Take the Radisson Martinique in Midtown Manhattan.
What they wanted to do was a collage with the Chrysler Building, street signs, the Brooklyn Bridge, street maps, and they had a specific color set. They wanted blacks, whites, and golds.
In the lobby of the Martinique, there are two of these commissioned works across from the bathrooms.
So it's kind of like you have your artwork hanging in this hotel now.
Yes, but it doesn't have our names on it, unfortunately.
Then again, to put the names of everyone who helped make this piece of art, the photographers, the designers, the brand managers, that probably wouldn't fit on the canvas. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.
This is obviously the kind of series that doesn't work without you and your questions, so drop us a line. Let us know what you have always wondered. You can do it at marketplace.org.